Due to an unexpected illness, Gregory Ellis will not be with us tonight. In his place, a modified version of the role of Tommy will be performed by Mr. Garner Martin. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Clay Aiken here welcoming you to Atlanta, Georgia, the Atlanta Civic Center Theater in Joyful Noise 2005. We're so excited to have you here to be a part of and experience a true labor of love. This show's the result of lots of hard work and practice by so many talented people, and it's all for you. Before the curtain goes up on tonight's performance, I wanted to take a moment to ask for your help. We want you to be able to capture the moments from the show, but we need to have it done in the safest way possible. If you choose to take still photographs during the show, please, 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 for the integrity of the show and for the safety of the performers on stage, do not use your flash. Most cameras have an on-off switch for their flashes, but if your camera does not have one, or you can't find yours, take a look around. Chances are someone's got some electrical tape that you can use to cover your flashbulbs. If all else fails, we've got to ask that you don't take photos. But enough of this. The spirit of the season is in the air. The only other thing that I ask is that you sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The holiday season starts right now.
that's the way it had been so many seasons ago.
Time. making yourself at home. Be perfectly comfortable, Thomas.
You can call me Tommy. That's short for Thomas.
Yes, I do know that. Well, I'm Miss Ledford, or Miss Beverly, whichever you prefer. Well, I'm sure that you have heard all those things your friends say about me. I smell like gasoline and onions. My yard looks like weeds and dirt. I have need my face ironed. I have a hump on my back. Do you believe that? Do you think my yard looks like weeds and dirt?
No, ma'am.
Do you think I smell like onions and gasoline?
No, ma'am.
Do you think my face needs ironing? Okay, well, I'll give you that one. You know, Kevin may say that I'm an old hag and I don't like Christmas, but I do like Christmas. But I think Christmas is a kid's holiday, don't you? I mean, all those people going out and buying all those presents, they buy them all for the kids. It's no fun for adults. I just don't enjoy it that much anymore. You know, you remind me of my son when he was your age. He was always asking questions, too. I guess you could say he had diarrhea of the mouth. Of course, he's all grown up, moved away now. He's married and has a little baby boy. I don't get to see him very much anymore. You know, that reminds me, I've been trying to call him all day to wish him Merry Christmas. Excuse me for a moment, please.
Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of Witchery Fairy.
cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We snuggle up together like birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing our chorus for two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. 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 Christmas dance.
I didn't get to go with Mr. Ledford. I met him there. Oh, I remember when I walked in and saw him for the first time, I thought he was the most handsome man I had ever seen in the world. Now, of course, back in those days, a young lady wasn't allowed to ask a man to dance, so I had to wait for him to ask me. And I swore me, it's
she smiles at him. He says hello. They stand beneath the mistletoe, embarrassed by the awkward circumstance. He asks her if she'd like a drink. She says, I better not, I think. Oh, what the heck? Maybe just one glass. They talk about all this and that. He says, I like the way you laugh, and I'm so really glad you're here. Then suddenly, it's much too warm. She feels his hand against her arm. The season loves the reason for romance. Oh, it'll get you. The night goes on, the music plays, a moonlight Christmas serenade, a lover's song that's meant for only two. And they don't even know it yet, but this is one they'll not forget. The holiday where all their dreams came true. Across the floor he spins her out. Oh, could it be they finally found out love worth waiting for? Then in the tent, timeless, he gives an unexpected gift. The season loves the reason for romance. Oh, it'll get you if you give it a chance.
Just Yeah. See, soon it will be Christmas.
chestnuts roasting on open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Ill-tide carols being sung by choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Thank you.
her mama and find out what time she wanted you at home?
Oh, yes, but she said I could stay a little longer.
Well, Tommy, I would love that. You know, I am very glad that you came and visited me today, because you reminded me how important it is to have friends, and how important it is to spend the holiday with people that you care about, even if they're not your relatives. So, I am very glad that you came and visited me and reminded me of all that. And I'm glad that you are the one that I care about, that I got to spend this holiday season with. Now, I understand that you are going to be in a church pageant later on tonight, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you going to do in that pageant?
I'm going to be the narrator.
Well, you know, you just might be able to convince me to come to that, even though I haven't been to church in years and years and years, if you was to offer me some good seats.
I could.
You can? Well, I think that would just be wonderful. And I am very glad that you came to visit me today, and that you are the one I got to spend my holiday season with. Now, what do you say we make this place look a little more Christmassy, huh?
Home for the holidays. I believe I've missed each and every face. Come on, play the music. Let's turn on it. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, my friend, please celebrate me home. Give me a number, please celebrate me home.
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Beverly, Tommy, and Clay will return in 20 minutes.